Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 10th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Regular listeners realize that we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal each weekday in preparing and sharing these messages is to encourage others. Well, today's message was written primarily by Brooksine rather than our normal pattern where I write the message and she adds her notes and edits. But this is due to a conversation she had with a new friend, and I'm going to let her read today's message. I'm going to read the scripture text. It's called Such Wondrous Love. And she uses several scripture texts for today's message. 1 John 3, verse 16, 1 John 3, verse 1, and 1 John 4, 9 and 10. Let me read those scriptures. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Early in the year, I learned about a woman diagnosed with a rare form of lung cancer who had need of light meals to be brought into her home. Except for getting radiation treatments and chemotherapy at the cancer clinic, Mary Lou was homebound, making the sofa in her living room her daily recuperation bed, month after month. My first visit with Mary Lou was in March when I took in an Easter dinner to her. I first visited Mary Lou in March when I took an Easter dinner to her home. She was grateful and expressed her thanks, but in those visits, I rarely saw her express inner joy. I knew she was in discomfort, but I also felt there was a spiritual need that had not been met in her life. I talked to her about Jesus and learned that she had grown very bitter 48 years earlier. It had caused her to turn her back on God. During my months of immobility due to my broken ankle, I lost touch with Mary Lou. But I went to see her a couple of weeks ago and saw an immediate change in her countenance. Bibles were sitting on her coffee table, and she had a bookmarked copy of a Christian book she was reading. Our conversation flowed, and she told me that she had asked God back into her life and asked him to forgive her. He had restored her joy and peace, but the one thing that she couldn't fully comprehend is how God could love her so much that he would give his only son to come to this world and die for her sins. Our warm conversation refreshed my spirit and reminded me that I often take God's redemptive and inexhaustible love for granted. I read a message that Stephen's going to share today from an article by Regis Nicole that especially deals with this subject of God's inexhaustible love.
At the heart of love is other-centeredness, from small acts of kindness to the laying down of life for another. Love is lived out and authenticated through personal sacrifice. It is thus, in the incarnation, that we find the highest expression of divine love. For there we find a God who refused to exempt himself from the stinging injustice of a world gone wrong. For a brief moment in history, God set aside his omnipotence to be the Son of Man, the advocate who presents God to man and man to God. Making himself as one of us, God invaded the world, not as sovereign king, but as a helpless infant, associating with the downcast and the outcast, and ministering to the least and the last. He was shunned by his brothers, rejected by his countrymen, convicted on phony charges, tried by an illegitimate assembly, sentenced to an unjust death, spat upon, beaten, cursed, scourged, nailed to a tree, and crying out in anguish, killed in infamy with common criminals as the hand of his Father was withheld. If anyone knows from first-hand experience about injustice, it is he. Because he walked in our shoes, he is the only deity who can understand our pain, sympathize with our sufferings, and be patient with our questioning hearts. The incarnation is the shocking and irrefutable display of inexhaustible love.
I like the way that is so expressed. Well, Mary Lou and I sat together and discussed how impossible it is to fully understand this inexhaustible love the Father has for His creation. In fact, it made her weep as she realized how gracious God is to forgive her 48 years of walking away from this incredible love she had once known as a young girl. Well, we cannot fully understand it, but by faith we can accept it. And I hope you've done so today. And don't give up on those who have not done so. Keep praying for them.
Well, today I will pray. Father, we ask that out of your glorious riches that you might strengthen your children with the power through your Spirit in their inner beings, so that Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith. We pray that they, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that they may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us for today's Daily Encouragement podcast. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Monday, November 10th, 2008. And I want to point out that Brookscene does have Mary Lou's testimony available that she wrote based upon her relationship with Mary Lou. It's about 15 minutes long. We have it both as an audio version. Many of you obviously may choose to listen to that, and she reads it, or a printed version as a webpage. That is available as a link from today's story right at the bottom. Again, dailyencouragement.net, November 10th, 2008. And as is our custom, we also have several stories that relate to today's message. How deep the Father's love for us, the love of God, the great classic hymn, and a newer hymn, Amazing Love.
And these are the wonderful songs that especially support our story, rather than stories you mentioned. It's songs.
Songs! Well, we've had quite a time today.
Yes.
I had to download an entire new audio system to my computer. Thankfully, it was a free recording download, because I just couldn't get the regular one to work without a lot of hiss. And now I'm still working and adjusting with that. Well, thanks for joining us. We want to encourage you today and help you to rejoice as we do in God's wondrous love for each one of us.